FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
Now, first off on the programme today, this might mean something to some of you. Yes, indeed. It is the theme from Superman. Well, a particular gentleman who is the first citizen of Dublin City has been named by one of our newspapers today as the Mayor of Steel. Dublin's first citizen chases and corners suspected burglar. So basically, he saw a crime happening, he saw somebody fleeing from the scene, and he intervened. Now, if you're somebody who's ever done anything to try and prevent a crime or to try and apprehend somebody who committed a crime, I would love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 98 98 98. If you have ever intervened in a crime being committed or in somebody fleeing the scene of a crime, call me right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 98 98 98. I am joined by the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Neil Ring. Neil, welcome to 98FM.
Thanks, Adrian.
So tell me what happened yesterday afternoon.
Well, Adrian, I was just going from one function to another one. I had just been in City Hall and I was getting over to Merrion Square for the St. Patrick's Festival launch. I have to give that a plug, of course. I mean, that's going to be a great week. But we were going down, now I'm not familiar with the streets around the south side, as you can imagine, but we were going down this street, Peter Street. It's near Marsh's Library, and I saw a man pursuing, for want of a better word, a young guy, a youth, and I figured something untoward had happened, and I just asked the driver. I was in the Lord Mayor car, or Batmobile as it's now called, and we drove on down past him with the objective. I hopped out then to intercept him because there was no lanes off the road, and so he had to come down that way. So I just waited there, and I could see that he was literally running out of steam as he was being pursued, and another guy came out of an apartment, and literally the three of us at the same time, he just decided the game was up here. He stopped, and we were all not on top of him physically, but like had him surrounded. So,
and what had he done? He'd robbed something, had he?
Well, we're not quite sure, but it seemed that he had been burgled an apartment up off the street somewhere there, and was caught in the act by, I think, the chap is out of Marsh's Library. The other two lads who pursued him, I'm just trying to find out who they are, so they might ring into the show. I just want to bring them into the Mansion House because they showed great civic responsibility and, you know, good civic duty by pursuing him as well. So,
if somebody can lead by example, our Lord Mayor jump out of the Lord Mayor's car to nab this guy as well.
Well, I mean, it was instinctive, Adrian. You know, when you come from the north inner city, you when you see something happening like that, your instinct is to just jump out of the car and do what's right and try and stop it if it's a criminal activity, you know.
Okay, now between yourself and the other two guys, you managed to pin this guy down until the guards arrived.
And in fairness, and I have to give great tribute to the guards, they were on the scene within about 20 seconds. So, I mean, there was no, there's certainly no danger to us like that. He wasn't armed or anything, but in fairness, and they were brilliant and they just came along. So we just sort of drifted off, and I never thought about getting the other lads' names. I was, as I said, I was going from, I could be over in Merrion Square at 12 o'clock. It was about 5 to 12. And, We just went off, and then I think someone in Marsh's Library, I think the chap may work in Marsh's Library because they put up a Twitter, and then it sort of just got momentum from that, you know. We weren't, none of the three of us was out for any, you know, hero worship or whatever, and
I have to say, today's Mirror has a photograph of you in a Superman costume, which is quite amusing. Does the Lord Mayor have any like superpowers of arrest?
Well, I'm just checking the legislation on that. I know the free men of the city can graze their sheep, but whether the mayor has, I'm sure years ago he probably had, but you know, what I was also thinking, if I had the chain on, which I hadn't at the time, sure, maybe that could be my super chain. I just lasso people and it immobilizes them or something like that. There could be that in it. I'll have to check that out now, you know.
You mentioned about the other two guys doing their civic duty in chasing this guy down. And in fact, I want to encourage people to call us now on 6797981. If you have ever intervened to stop a crime or to catch a suspect or whatever, text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, or you can call us on 6797 98 1, because Neil, you were saying that these guys showed their civic duty. Is it our duty, do you think, if we can apprehend somebody like that?
Well, I wouldn't encourage everybody, you know, like you know, because there are dangerous situations, but this to me just looked like, luckily enough, I'm tall and I'm reasonably fit, as were the other two guys. So I mean, and the young lad wasn't like 6'6" or anything like that. So it was, you know, so in a different situation, you might have, certainly if you had a weapon or anything, you would have left it up to the guards. But we just, it was more or less instinct. But you're asking people to ring in. And what I'd love to do, maybe, Adrian, through the show there with people ringing in, like people who've done things like this, maybe I'll just have some little function in the Mansion House for them and just bring together sort of local heroes or whatever. I know we have them, people doing community work and volunteer work, which I bring into the Mansion House regularly, but maybe if there's a little cohort of people there who've unsung heroes, done things like apprehending or doing, as we say, their civic duty, we might get a list and we'll maybe meet up in the Mansion House and swap stories or whatever.
What a great idea. Well, we'll definitely take you up on that offer. As I said, our phone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, with your stories of how you try to intervene in a crime. Neil, I have to say, I'd be getting onto the Mirror and I'd be asking them for a copy of your Superman photograph, because you really look the part.
Oh, very good. I hope it's flattering.
It is. You're built like a brick shithouse, as they say. So there you go. All right. Deputy Neil Ring, Lord Mayor of Dublin, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on 98
FM.
And well done, by the way.
Thanks a lot, Adrian. Take
All care. Right, and I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 98 98 98. Have you ever done anything like that? Have you ever intervened or chased somebody, or basically done, as the Lord Mayor said, your civic duty? Call me right now on 6797981. As you heard yesterday afternoon, the Lord Mayor, in the Lord Mayor's car, going from one function to another, got his driver to pull in, and he jumped out of the car and he nabbed a fellow who was running away after what we believe was he was robbing an apartment or whatever. Have you ever done anything like that? Let me know on 6797981. John, you're on 98 FM. How are you, John?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thanks, John. John, you're Superman as well.
Well, I wouldn't say that now.
What have you done?
I stopped a fella. I ran after him after he was throwing stones and bottles at windows in an estate, the house estate.
And did you catch him? Did you apprehend him?
I did. I caught one of them. There was about seven of them in it. I caught one of them.
Right.
And I had to wait for the guards. I had to wait about 45 minutes for the guards.
Really? What did you do for that 45 minutes? Did you sit on him?
No, I just held him by the his coat.
And for that 45 minutes, that must have been an awkward time. Like, did you have conversation with him?
No, he just wanted, he said, let me go, let me go, let me go. And I said, I'm not letting you go. I'm waiting for the guard. And that was his end of story.
Okay, and the guards eventually arrived after 45 minutes. And did they take him off? Did they arrest him?
They told me that they were taking him down to the station and going to interview him and then bring him back home.
And, right, so you don't know if that actually happened or not?
I don't know, because about 2 weeks later, I had the same incident. Now, I didn't catch it at that time, but I don't know whether he was brought home or not.
You see, I often wonder, the Lord Mayor said it's your civic duty and all of that to try and intervene or try and capture somebody or whatever. But I often wonder, is it worth it? Is it you were on your own, and you to hold this fella for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
And then for what? For him to be taken down to the Garda station and to get a slap on the hand?
Probably, yeah. I don't know, and I never heard any feedback from the Gardaí afterwards, like to say that he's not going to do it again. Like I said, about 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, same incident happened again, and I didn't catch the bull, fortunately, that time. But
and was it the same bunch of lads?
I presume so. Now, they got that far away from me that I didn't see, but I presume that they would have been. Yeah.
All right, stay there for 1 second, John. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877-989898. And if you've just tuned in, we are looking for superheroes. Well, okay, not superheroes, really. We're looking for somebody who bothered their arse to do something when they saw a crime being committed or whatever. Did you apprehend somebody? Did you chase them? Did you prevent them committing a crime? The Lord Mayor of Dublin yesterday jumped out of his Lord Mayor's car and stopped a guy who was running away after burgling a house or an apartment or whatever in the Dublin 8 area. And, you know, fair play to him. Now, he wasn't alone. There was two others chasing the same fella, but the Lord Mayor jumped out of his car and he apprehended the fella as well. And fair play to him. Now, he didn't come on this programme looking for praise. I just wanted him to tell the story of what happened. But it raises the whole issue of things that you may have done that, you know, were your civic duty. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. Now, Lavi, you actually tried to help, but your pleas for help were ignored.
Hi, yeah.
So what happened? You're in a store. We won't name the store because...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so you're in a store, and what did you witness?
So I was in the store, right, shopping, and then I see those lads, like, stealing the TVs. They would just put them in the trolley and then went out with it. Did that once, it worked. Second time, so I went up to the security and I'm like, can you see those guys are stealing those TVs? They were like, big TVs, come on. And the guy looked at me rudely and said, like, so what do you want me to do? Go home. So I got scared a little. I mean, if you talk to the security, probably it was involved.
Okay, so you witness somebody robbing a television. You tell security, and security basically tell you to mind your own business.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, so what do I do now? Like, do I walk up to a manager? Do I start being and then, you know, get killed after? Or
so you just went on your way?
Yeah, I just had to because, like, the guy was pretty big, so.
So you suspect that the security guard might have been involved in some way then?
I do, because, I mean, if somebody steals from your shop and you're the security guy, first thing you do, you're like, you know, do something about it. You know, who are those guys? Because, like, it was obvious, it was obvious that they took already two trolleys. And, you know, even by their faces, you could tell that they're stealing and you're running away with it. You know, because the door was beeping and then, you know, they were just pretending that, oh, yeah, nothing happened. Yeah, go move away. It's fine. You know, nothing happened. So, but they also had, you know, the funny thing is that they also had, like, you know, those big expensive cheese, like rolls, you know, that you buy.
Yes.
The big cheese. So they also bought that and they put that in their jacket. So that's how I knew that they're stealing, because you don't put that in your jacket, inside of your jacket, you know, if you want to buy that.
Okay. And a telly. But the security guard had no interest whatsoever.
No.
So would it make you mind your own business in future?
Oh, well, no, probably if I think about it now, I would just walk up to a manager. But, you know, they look pretty scared. So I was like looking at the cameras and I just did the sign, you know, like, so can you see this? And then I went home.
Right. Well, fair play to you, Lavi, for bothering, because most people would just turn a blind eye. Peter, you're on 98FM. How are you, Peter?
How are you doing?
We're talking about things you have done to help others or to intervene if a crime is being committed. Tell me what you did.
Well, there was three lads. I'd say they were in around their 20s or that, and they were trying to rob bags off one young lad. There was three of them and only one of him.
Okay.
They were runners and all, the Nike runners, you know, Adidas. And
all right,
all that.
So these lads are trying to rob a bag with brand new runners in it off a young fella.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
Well, I knew they weren't going to listen, so the first thing I did anyway, I went up because they were hitting the young lad, trying to take the bag off him. I didn't shout or anything, and the first thing I did, the lad that had his back to me, I just nailed him between the legs with a kick.
And then
the two other lads turned around, and of course, you're dead, and one lad pulled the blade.
Oh, really?
Of course. Yeah, and now I'm 6 foot two. I'm 17 stone. I played rugby football, but I did martial arts for 11 years and boxing for six.
Oh, right. So you were well able for them.
Yeah, so I got the knife off your man. The first thing he did was come in, grabbed him underneath the arm, kicked him on the knee, and then with the other one, nailed him between the legs. The other lad ran off. I got the blade, broke it, threw it in, brought the two lads down onto a Connell Street and that, and I said, he's all right, and they were ringing their ma and all that. So I said, look, stay there at the shop. It used to be grand. Don't worry about it. Or told the security, one of the security lads, so he said, look after. But I was on the bus going home, and we were stopped at lights. I was on the bus.
Right.
People were, this is the person behind me, tapping me on the shoulder and said,
yay!
Are them people looking for you? And I said, what people? I said, people down there, they're shouting. I said, there was the mother with the two young lads. And she's saying, and the two boys gave me, your man gave me the thumbs up. And the mother was sitting with her hands clasped, saying, is that him? Yeah. And I just gave him the thumbs back. Are you okay? And your mother was hands clasped together and saying, thanks very much.
Wow. Okay, you truly are Superman. That's a great story, Stephen. Fair play to you. Peter, fair play to you, and thanks very much indeed for your call.
Okay, no problem.
6797-981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. What have you ever done to help others? Now, we're often told, don't intervene because, I mean, you heard Peter's story there, a knife was pulled, but he was well able for them. Have you ever done anything like that? Let me play this WhatsApp message from Peter.
I was walking out of a pub one night and a man was beating up a woman and I intervened on that. And it ended up that when I grabbed the man, the girl ended up stabbing me 3 times in the leg because it was her boyfriend.
Ooh, right. You see, that's kind of highlights how it may not be worth it. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us 0877 989898. And as you've just heard, you can send us a WhatsApp voice message to 0877 989898. Mary is in Blanche. You're on 98FM. Mary, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, we heard a while ago about how one lady in one particular supermarket told security that there were lads robbing a telly and the security guard had no interest whatsoever. But you saw something similar.
Yes, I was in a store in Dublin and a young coloured lad was putting all the underwear into a bag and I tipped off one lad that was on the desk and he ran downstairs to the security and they caught it on camera. We were put out of the shop and they pulled down the shutters.
Wow. Okay, so because you bothered to even say it, security did manage to catch the culprit.
Yes, he was locked inside the shop.
And what store was that? We can name it because they actually did something.
Michael Guiney's.
Oh, and Guiney's. Oh, very good. Right. So so what was he actually after robbing?
All underwear.
All underwear. And shoved them all in his coat or whatever, but you had...
Oh, no, he had a bag.
Oh, he had a bag.
He came prepared.
Now, as a complete, by the way, is Guiney still busy?
They are.
Yeah, great old store it is. Really
yes,
is.
It's a lovely store.
All right, very good. Well done, Mary.
Thank you.
She's a superhero as well. Stephen is in Clontarf. Stephen, tell me about what your dad did.
Good morning, Eugene. How are you?
Morning, Stephen. How are you? Grand, thanks.
My mum had just given birth to my little brother. Only a couple of days, so it was my first time going in. We were being brought in, all excited. Walking up by a set of flats just off Pier Street, and a man went sprinting by us, just in the taxi into the flats. The guards were shortly after. My dad stopped him and basically told him which flat he'd gone into, and the guards said, look, don't hang around, he had a gun. So thinking back, it probably wasn't the most cleverest thing to do.
No, not if you had a gun, no, certainly
no,
not.
No, thinking back now, but...
And you heard that message I played a while ago, the guy who got stabbed 3 times for intervening when he saw a fella beating a girl or whatever. There is a kind of a fine line between whether you should or whether you shouldn't intervene, isn't there?
Yeah, well, look, not knowing what he had, I'm sure if my dad hadn't known what he had, he would have said nothing and just kept walking, you know, get out there as quick as possible.
All right, well, fair play to your dad anyway. And was he apprehended? Did they catch him?
Yeah, they went in after him, yeah.
Brilliant. All right, fair play. And finally, Dave, tell me what happened at the Abbey Street Lewis stop.
How are you, Adrian? Yeah, I was at the Abbey Street Lewis stop a couple of years ago. I don't think it's anything as fancy as the old lady catching your man in Goinies, though. But a guy took a girl's phone and he took off down the road, and I just threw down my bag and decided to chase him. And I suppose, yeah, halfway through, I was kind of hoping that he wouldn't turn around, you know. But
did you catch him?
Yeah. Caught him in the end. And he threw the phone up. So, yeah, he threw the phone up and onto the ground, and I picked it up and gave it back to the girl. And,
oh, fair pay to you.
Again, in hindsight, I probably should have gotten her number. It would have been perfect because she was pretty good looking as well.
You get nothing for nothing in this life,
exactly,
isn't that what they
say?
Well, no, fair play to you, Dave, because most people will just keep walking if they see something like that happening. They really will. You'd no idea what you were taking on there.
Yeah, that's the thing as well. Now, as I was chasing them, I was very much aware. I was kind of hoping that, I mean, like, Abbey Street, you know, like,
yeah,
he could have had a syringe or anything like that, you know. But like that, sometimes you just, the body acts and you don't really think, like, you know.
All right, well, look, fair play to you. I think that's a very decent thing of you to do. And was she grateful?
I think she was more in shock. But Lewis was coming as well, so I had to jump on that. But I should have gotten her number.
When was this, Dave?
Oh, it was a couple of years ago.
Oh, right.
She's moved on.
That's what I'm about to say. She's probably married with kids and all now. So
exactly.
You missed your chance. All right. Well done, Dave. Fair play to
no
you.
Problem.
Thanks very much indeed. All right. Thank you very much indeed for all of your stories. Some great stories there. And like I said, there is a fine line between intervening and risking your own life and limb. Although, so you heard from that pregnant woman, the adrenaline kicks in sometimes. Anyway, thanks for all your calls.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.